The scripture reading is 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 11,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, and children of Sunday school. Let me rephrase today's reading passage, 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Dear believers, I pray that in all respects you will prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. The reading passage is a prayer written in the letter of John the Apostle to the elder Gaius. We can feel John's warm heart toward his beloved believers. However, to whom does this warm heart actually belong? It is actually the heart of the Father God who wants us to prosper in all things and be in good health just as our soul prospers. God the Father is faithful, and He has always blessed us in our lives as in this verse. His love never changes through those seasons have changed and years have passed. This year too, He has been continually blessing us, starting from the Lunar New Year, through the special Daniel prayer meeting, Easter, Spirit festivity, and even up to this very moment. In this message, I'd like to talk to you about the reason why God the Father is giving us so many blessings. Through this message, I hope you will better understand the love of God the Father, and His love will be etched more deeply in your heart. In so doing, may the prayer of today's reading passage be fulfilled in your lives. I pray this in the name of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what is the reason that God the Father is continually giving us blessings? First, it's because you've been ardently marching toward holiness. God the Father is so pleased with holiness. Actually, that is the essence of human cultivation. He began human cultivation to gain true children. He didn't begin human cultivation to gain people who are committing sins. You are truly doing great. Most people waste their precious lives just to get visible wealth, fame, or power. You've been selling all your possessions in order to gain sincere hearts, which is invisible. And such people, they are receiving blessings. You've dedicated for God's kingdom your youth, knowledge, fame, and power, and even money and time that you could have spent for yourself or your family. While many people of the world think about making more money and getting more respect from others, you thought about the ways to give to God more and to humble yourself and serve others like the Lord who washed the feet of His disciples. Sometimes you had concerns over your forms of evil that you couldn't cast away, namely hatred, anger, and hard feelings. Why do you try so hard to cast away evil? It's because you long to resemble God the Father, who is holy, blameless, and spotless. Also, it's because you dearly long for New Jerusalem, where God the Father and the Lord are, and where the patriarchs of faith, who cultivated sincere hearts and perfect faith, entered. Furthermore, it's because you know well the prosperity of your soul is the fundamental answer to all life problems and basic condition of blessings. Of course,
You might feel like you want to give up when you don't see any significant results of your hard work. Just like the sons of Israel, who said they ought to go back to Egypt when they couldn't see the Canaan land, you might have wished you wanted to go back to the world. But if you had such a thought, it means you are being foolish, and you shouldn't have this kind of thought. But you made up your mind once again to look up to the Father and New Jerusalem. Philippians 1:6 says, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus." Also Psalm 126 verse 5 says, "Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting." You believe in this law of the spiritual realm. If you, with this faith, have been marching toward holiness, you will eventually receive blessings even if you might have stumbled several times. Even when you couldn't immediately see the fruit of Spirit or Holy Spirit, God gave you grace and blessing according to your faith as you showed your faith. If you feel you haven't received such grace, you might want to check if you lack gratitude and are self-content. Also, you might want to check if you really longed for Spirit or the blessings that are attached to going into Spirit. If you really longed for Spirit itself, you'd have tried to endeavor to become Spirit, and your measure of faith would have gone up, and accordingly, you'd have received the blessings. Otherwise, if you long for blessings that are attached to going into Spirit, this is the part that you want to check. Also, you might want to check if you've been trying to gain secular, meaningless things. In this letter to Elder Gaius, John the Apostle also wrote the following. 3 John chapter 1, verse 4 says, "I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth." So he had no greater joy than to hear of his children walking in the truth. It's the same with me. You living by the word of God, that is the greatest joy to me. That is the greatest happiness, and I want to bless these people. If you're happy, it'll show on your face. Likewise, if God the Father is joyous seeing his children walk in the truth, he will show his joy in one way or another. Namely, he will give joy to his children too. If your efforts to become holy please God the Father, you will be able to enjoy peace and blessing even in this generation, in which life is not always easygoing. Your endeavor to become holy is something truly valuable and blessed. Therefore, may you exert yourself more on holiness and take hold of New Jerusalem by force. I pray this in the name of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, I am talking about the reasons why God is continually giving us blessings today. The second reason is that you trusted your shepherd established by God. The following is an account of when Elisha was the prophet of Israel. A noble woman in Shunem treated Elisha whenever he came to that area and persuaded her husband to provide a room for him so he could rest anytime. Elisha was touched by her hospitality and blessed her. And she got a son. However, this son suddenly died, and yet he was revived by Elisha.
In the Bible, we see some accounts of men of God blessing people and they getting, them getting children. And I've been praying for so many people so that they could get the children. If they wanted a son, they got a son. If they wanted a daughter, they got a daughter. So many people around the world, they got children through prayer, especially. If they wanted a son, they got a son. If they wanted a girl, they got a daughter. Later, thanks to Elijah, this noble woman recovered her house and land that she once had lost. Namely, she experienced God who is in control of life, death, fortune, and misfortune of man by trusting a man of God, Elijah. How could she trust a prophet of God and receive such blessings? It's because she had reverence for God and longing for spiritual things. For such people, if they hear there is a person who can show God on this earth, they would like nothing more than to be able to see him. When they meet him, they would recognize that he's a man of God, as in this Shunammite woman's case. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 9, she said to her husband, "Behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God passing by us continually." Because she revered God, she knew Elisha was a man of God just by hearing news about him. Just by hearing the news about him, she realized he was a man of God. So when she met him for the first time, she invited him into her house to serve him a meal. Through her act, she received unimaginable blessings. How about you believers? And most of you are like this woman. You know why rain comes down in a place that had drought for a long time, and why those who were dying of diseases are revived when I pray. You know well how God is accomplishing His end-time providence through the shepherd He established. Furthermore, those who experienced the living God, who received solutions to impossible problems, and who received blessings that they could never receive, they trust the shepherd. And because their trust is generated from love, it does not easily change. Such people, if I tell them deep spiritual things that are hard to understand, they pray to understand the best they can. Also, because they believe that God fulfills His will through the shepherd, they seek the goodwill of God humbly. Of course, some of the church members who have weak faith might have doubts or pass judgment in their thoughts. There shouldn't be any judgment on men of old spirit. They are guaranteed by God. And they just hear from somebody else and they pass judgment. Such a thing must never happen. Of course, some of the church members who have weak faith might have doubts or pass judgment in their thoughts. Even to these people, God gives them grace in various ways so that they can gain understanding. Recently, a male believer crashed into a truck when he dozed off while riding on a motorcycle. And yet God protected him completely that he didn't even get a bruise, not to mention broken bones. After he experienced this space of the shepherd, he repented of not keeping the Lord's day holy and not giving proper tithes, and that he momentarily
had improper thoughts about the shepherd. Then along with hope of heaven, he gained the confidence that he could also change. We can see that our spiritual strength can become very different depending on whether or not we trust the shepherd. Some people, they don't give proper tithes and they say they live a good life. You know, if they don't give tithes, it means you're a thief, you're robbing God. You're robbing God, and they say they lived a good life, and yet they were still suffering. If you really live a good life, you can never be suffering, because God will protect you. In the history, there were some, you know, like in the case of Shin Saimdang, even though she was about to suffer even at the threshold of death, life-threatening situations, you know, God opened the way for her all the time, so she would be spared, saved. As for me, I've gone through a lot of things, but I've never really had problems. Nobody slapped me or nobody was speaking against me in my face, because God is protecting me. Without God's protection, how can I live? Those who are good, they can't live. But God is good, and God is on the side of good people, so you will never suffer disadvantages. If you do, if you go to jail, you have to go to the court because of legal suits, suing it. Because you're not walking in the right path. If you do, if you really live a good life, you'll never suffer those things. But because they violated the truth, didn't live by the word of God, they didn't keep the Lord's day holy, they are suffering, but they say they lived a good life. It's because they had greed for money. They wanted to get this interest that was way beyond ordinary rate. Until now, God has shown countless evidences upon which you could trust in your shepherd. As you've witnessed all these things, you should be able to trust your shepherd more deeply than others. May you cultivate beautiful and perfect trust so that you will enjoy abundant blessings. I pray this in the name of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, the third reason why God is continually blessing us is so that He can receive glory. God does not dictate or force His children to give Him glory. He first gives them many blessings, answers to problems, happiness, and joy, so that they can willingly give glory to Him. Deuteronomy 4:35 speaks about the reason why God brought Israel out of Egypt. To you it was shown that you might know that the Lord, He is God. There is no other besides Him. Also, God sternly says in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8, I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven images. Our God is the only God who can give answers and blessings, which graven images cannot give. He is the living God who is worthy to be praised. Especially in this church, we have fullness of testimonies about receiving answers and blessings, and thus, thanksgiving and praises overflow too. You also have come to believe that your soul prospers as you expend your efforts to become holy, and that you will certainly receive blessings if you trust your shepherd. Through so many experiences, you came to believe. You didn't believe right from the beginning. You've seen 2, 3, 4, 5, more than 10 times. You've experienced more than 10 times, so many times. So now you came to believe. That is why you are endeavoring to become holy, to cast away evil, to cast away untruths, and to fill yourself up with the truth and spirit. And I have thought, I traveled all around the world, and I've been looking for a servant of God who is performing with any power of God. But in this church, there are so many beautiful believers who live by the word of God, who try to cast away evil, and who try to become holy and sanctified. There is no other place in the whole world. If there is any, it could be some branch churches. You know, they try to ride on the same flow. So how pleased, how lovely this church is in the eyes of God. That is the whole reason of cultivating human beings on this earth. You know, God is cultivating human beings, but they fall into sins and evil, and that is why He had to punish Sodom and Gomorrah, and He had to punish everybody by the flood of Noah. That's what has been happening. And that is why there are so many disasters all around the world. There are earthquakes, volcano eruptions, this and too much rain or too little rain. But in this church and in all the branch churches, they are protected from any kind of earthquake. The place, the building of our branch church is still protected, although it was shaking, and like in the case of Nepal. The building was shaking, and it was kind of a tall building, relatively tall building. Although it was shaking, nobody got hurt, got injured. So through that, God blessed them, so they could have a much bigger place. Now they have such a big church through that incident. Because they trusted the shepherd, even in the face of the earthquake, they wouldn't even leave. She wouldn't leave. She would just pray in the sanctuary. And she was protected. And she received the blessings. They received the blessings. So many missionaries, they received these blessings. As your soul prospers, all things go well with you, and you are in health, so you lead a happy life. You know by experience that even if you are a little short of holiness, you can still lead a peaceful life free of poverty, diseases, or disasters by trusting in your shepherd. You blessed your blessed lives foreshadow the kind of life you will lead in heaven after the end of human cultivation. Revelation chapter 21 verses 3 to 4 writes as follows about the life in heaven. Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and He will dwell among them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself will be among them, and He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain. The first things have passed away. Even for you, all the first things have, when they will have passed away, and when you will have the new things, you won't have any tears, crying, and you will wipe out all the tears from your eyes, and there will be no death, there will be no mourning, no crying, but it will only be filled with happiness.
And there's no pain. There's constant health.
The
first things have passed away. Also, latter part of Revelation 5:13 says, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. We can read that in heaven there are praises and worship forever. Especially in New Jerusalem, the concentration of happiness is the thickest, and God's glory wraps the place in the most beautifully magnificent way. You believe in God who is working in our lives and receives glory even today. You also believe that the Lord will come to take us and lead us to the heavenly dwelling places as written in the Bible. In this faith and hope, if your soul prospers and recovers the image of God completely, you will receive the glory of New Jerusalem. That is why I am telling you to be holy, to cast away all forms of evil, to keep the commandments of God and become holy. Because those people, they receive blessings. Just look at the people who are sick. They know themselves. Those who can't help but go to hospitals, they know. They committed sins leading to death, works of the flesh, idolatry. They don't pray, they don't keep the Lord's Day holy, they don't give proper tithes. That's why they can't be protected. Or if there's nobody who lived by the word of God and yet become sick. I've been ministering for more than 36 years, but I've never seen anybody. So that's why I can confidently say. I always say to you confidently, I've never gone to any hospital, taken any medicine, or faced any disasters. When I first accepted the Lord, from head to toe, I checked all throughout my body, if there was any sick part. All the problems were resolved. All the problems were healed. I completely recovered my health. And then I knelt before God and said, God, I didn't know Father. So I said, God, you are truly alive. I've shouted. And my wife, Mrs. Lee, she was in the kitchen and she heard me shout and she came into the room. And since I accepted the Lord at that time, I've never swayed to the left or right. I've never lost the first love. I don't really understand those who love. They say they love God and they lose their first love. They ask me to pray to recover the first love. And why would children of God have to change their mind that way? How cunning they should is it? So let us not have that kind of mind, Monday members. Those who, all the viewers too, all the viewing audiences of TV too. Let's not do that. God is never changing. He keeps all His promises. And men are so cunning and crafty and changing. They're lying, cheating. And if they are in difficult situations, they should know that and repent. They should know they didn't live by the word of God and repent, but they put the blame on others. This past Spirit Festivity was utmost love of God, who wanted us to feel the future glory now, long for it, and take hold of it by force. May you receive all the blessings and give glory to God, the Trinity, who gives us overflowing blessings and happiness. I pray this in the name of the Lord.
Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the reasons why God has been blessing this church continually are, first, you've been ardently marching toward holiness. You've been expanding your efforts to become holy. Some of you couldn't. That is why these people are the ones who suffer hardships. I wish everybody would be doing it. But these people, they would do evil things, they pass judgment and condemnation and create groundless false rumors, and there are people who are deceived by these people, and they become the same kind of people. You've been ardently marching toward holiness. Second, you trusted the shepherd established by God.
There's
not, you know, now, there's not really any trust issue. There shouldn't be any trust issue. But God revealed everything, even in other countries. You know, I'm in the moon, and how can God reveal even more? I'm in the moon with the Lord, and you are seeing it with your own eyes. How can it be changed? How can it be manipulated? How can it be fabricated? Will it change after with the passage of time? No, of course not. As long as there is the moon, I will be there until the Lord comes back. And the Lord will be there. And God has revealed to this extent. God is guaranteeing to that extent so that you'll never be deceived. You'll not be deceived by those who are lying, those who are creating groundless rumors, so that we'll be able to accomplish world evangelism altogether. And why would you be deceived by these people? No matter, that is really something foolish. And this is spreading to many other countries. You know, in the moon, we see the senior pastor of Manmin Center Church, and it's kind of a video. Sometimes they can see my tie, my suit. It's not fixed. And why? What do you need more? What more do you need? Why do you still have to pass judgment and condemnation? And why do you have to listen to these evil people? And there shouldn't be any of this kind of thing. And it has to go away. But you can receive blessings as much as you can. The reasons why God has been blessing this church continually are, first, you've been ardently marching toward holiness. Second, you trusted the shepherd established by God. And third, so that God can receive glory. Last week, May 6th, Saturday, there was a sudden change of weather near Ulleung-do Island, and the ferry, Sunflower, couldn't be able to run from Pohang to Ulleung-do, and up to 11 a.m., 920 passengers were held, waiting. And the weather forecast said, not just on the 6th, but even on the 7th, they wouldn't be able to run the ship, run the ferry. So the passengers, expected to come out from Ulleung-do to Pohang was 4,000 people, and including the passengers for other companies. It was going to be more than 10,000 people. And they were trapped in Ulleung-do because of weather conditions. So it was emergency. So the CEO of the company asked me to pray when I was in my prayer house. By the request of Deacon Seo-kyung Park of Daejeo Ferry, Senior pastor prayed on May 6th, Saturday, right after the meeting with the high school students in the prayer house. And after senior pastor prayed, about 20 minutes later, the 3.8 meter height of the wave went down to 3.4 meters. So they could sail the ship, run the ferry, and even in the far sea, the waves come down, so the ferry from Ulleung-do to Dokdo could also sail. So he asked me to pray only for from Pohang to Ulleung-do, but I thought it would be hard from Ulleung-do to Dokdo too, so I prayed for both courses. And the waves calmed down and they could run the ferries normally the next day too. Like in the Bible, like the Lord, when He commanded the sea and the waves to calm down, they calmed down. And there is Galilee, Sea of Galilee. It was a small sea. And this is actually East Sea, from Pohang to Ulleung-do and from Ulleung-do to Dokdo. Very soon, in a matter of minutes, the waves calm down. Actually, you've seen this kind of work. Even recently, we had the drought in Kenya and drought in India. They had the droughts for many months. Animals died. People were suffering. And in these places, rain came, and when there were floods, by the prayer, the rain stopped. And you always experience this kind of a miracle. And there will be greater works. I don't know how greater it has to get, because these are such great works. Even now, but there will be greater works continually. Recently, I believe you are quite touched by the testimonies of Moldova Mamin Church members. A person with terminal diagnosis of a couple of weeks was miraculously healed through my prayer, transcending time and space. There are many other healing testimonies, but mostly many of them said their spiritual thirst was quenched by this holiness gospel. Maxim Chuvachuk said as follows, "Senior pastor's sermons gave me fullness of spirit and hope of heaven. I try to put into practice whatever I heard in the sermons. The senior pastor received this holiness gospel with all his life, and I believed if this message came from God, it would be realized in the actual life too. As I practiced these messages, my life was changed and I received blessings. Namely, I experienced that these messages were working in my life. I came to realize God's true love. I give heartfelt thanks to the senior pastor, my beloved shepherd, who has given me precious word of God and is leading me to life." Brothers and sisters, how did this brother acknowledge me as his shepherd and come to follow the holiness gospel in his life, even though he had never met me? It's because he was hungry and thirsty for righteousness. Is there anyone who feels like, how come I don't change quickly, even though I've listened to so many messages in this church for a long time? There's nothing difficult about it. No, what is so difficult difficult about going into spirit. It's so easy. I've experienced it myself, and even though there was no teacher for me, I went into spirit very quickly and soon into Holy Spirit. So because I know, I can teach you what to do. For example, there are things that the Bible tells us not to do. So if you believe in God, God is telling us not to do those things, so you don't do it. You don't do them. Would you do them? You don't do them. Because God is telling us not to do them because they're not to be done. To cast away certain things. God is telling us to cast away because we can't, we shouldn't keep them. So we can just cast them away. What is so difficult? Envy, jealousy, cast them away. So you can just cast them away. Also, there are things that God is telling us to do. So you can just do those things. Pray. Then you pray.
이런 거 또 한 가지 지키라.
So keep.
지켜야 되니까 지키라고 하신단 말이에요.
God is telling us to do, telling us to keep the things because it has to be kept. But if you break traffic rules, you'll get a ticket or you'll get into an auto accident. Because you don't keep them. So God is telling us to keep certain things because they must be kept. So you can't just keep them. Just do, there are only four things. So, while reading the Bible, as I told you before, when you read the Bible for the first time, those who accepted the Lord, they can just read through the Bible once, because they don't really understand it. And they can have a brief idea about the Bible. So from the next time, the second time, you can read from the Gospel of Matthew. And there are things that tell us that God tells us to do, keep, don't cast away. Because there are so many things to cast away, it's slow. So when you read the second time, it's slow. You can't read it quickly. Because there are things to keep, do and keep.
So
maybe after reading the second time and when you read the third time, read it the third time, many of the things were finished, so it'll take less time to read it the third time. I mean, as you read the Bible, just do it right there. Do not envy, then just cast away envy right there. Do not hate, then just cast away hatred right there. Observe and keep the commandments. Of course. So you keep the commandments of God. So if you read the Bible, maybe the second time it'll take a long time, and the third time it'll be a shorter time. Because you've already cast off a lot of things. And when you read it the fourth time, it's easier. You have only a few. So later, everything will be gone. All the things that you noted down through prayers, you'll be able to scratch out everything. And then, as you read the Bible, you understand that your heart is filled with truth and your purity of heart because you've cast away all evil. So it means your heart is pure. So no matter what you read in the Bible, there is nothing that you can accuse yourself of. Then that is spirit. It doesn't have to take a long time. So as you refine yourself more, make yourself then all the blames and spots, they'll be gone. And as you become purer, you'll go into the near Holy Spirit and also into Holy Spirit. And you'll be loved by God. And you'll be healthy. And everything will prosper. And then if you go into Holy Spirit, you can even receive the power of God. In many countries, many pastors ask me, how can I receive the power of God? I want the power of God too. Can anybody just receive the power of God just by teaching them the way to do it? So you have to cast away all forms of evil and you have to become holy. And then, so in seminars and in all these things, you learn how to become holy, how to pray. Then with words, it's easy, but actually it's easy because I've experienced it myself. So to the extent that you, sins and evil are cast away from your heart, to the extent that sins and evil are cast away from your heart, you feel light. Your heart feels light. The more you cast away, you feel like your heart is like a piece of cotton. And happiness and joy fill your heart. Thankfulness fills your heart. In the past, you can really rejoice and give thanks all the time. But now it's very different, completely different. Now you can really, truly rejoice and give thanks. And it continues. It never stops. After that, you will never be tempted. You always pray continually and you give thanks all the time and you rejoice all the time. It becomes your life. Some people, you know, they are happy at one moment, but they are uncomfortable at another moment. It's not like that. They always give thanks, rejoice, and they pray continually. So that is to be in spirit and Holy Spirit. And that is not something hard. It is easy. So please keep this in mind and try to put it into action. Well, senior pastor, please, how can I go into spirit? How can I do it? I've always been teaching you the ways to do it. And you can also ask your parish pastors and grandparish pastors. And God tells us not to hate, and I want to cast away hatred. And you can ask these things to your parish pastors so that they can tell you the ways to do it. Of course, you want to cast away hatred. You want to love even your enemies. Of course, you want to do it, but you can't. So you can ask the specific ways to do it. Suppose, do not commit adultery. Cast away your lust. And as you pray, of course you have to cast it away, but if you don't understand the ways to do it specifically, then you can ask men of spirit, you can ask parish pastors. So you can cast away these things one by one, then you'll have heaven in your heart. And you will receive whatever you ask in prayer. And you will receive blessings as you have sown and acted. And you will be able to give all the time. You'll be able to help others and serve others.
Amen.
Amen. It's so easy. And why would you say it's impossible while it's actually so easy? Is there anyone who feels like, how come I don't change quickly even though I've listened to so many messages in this church for a long time? Then rely on the 99% of the measure of justice that the shepherd has filled up in your place. Then anyone will be more than able to change. May you receive blessings tomorrow, the day of blessing, with your longing for holiness, and trust in the shepherd. I pray this in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails, cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Give them spiritual and physical health. Light come. Let the blind see, let the deaf hear, let the mute speak, let the lame and crippled walk, jump and leap. All the skin diseases go away, be cleansed. Father, all gastritis, intestines, liver, heart, lungs, be healed. High and low blood pressure, diabetes, all kinds of diseases, germs, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed, light come. Be cleansed, light come. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. Father, bless them. Father, bless them. All the infirmities, weaknesses go away, germs and viruses go away. Give them the fire of the Holy Spirit. Thomas, loss of memory go away, be healed. Father, let him recover. Dolores of the United States, pain in the left knee go away. Robert, let the property tax be resolved. Blood of Peru, hyperthyroidism be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Norma, arthritis of the spine, stone in the kidney be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Angelica of Colombia, depression go away. Let light come. Enemy, devil, and Satan go away. Oh, Seisei of Japan, let her have an easy delivery on the due date in May. Valeria of Russia, let her be appointed to the hospital she wants after the graduation. And when Juan Zhao, Mu Ru Chuen, Li Hong San, Wei Junhua, Zhang Hui Qin, Cui Wei Feng, Mei Ai Ji, epilepsy, cerebral infarction, artifacts of cerebral hemorrhage, high blood pressure, diabetes, be healed. Father, make them heal them and make them normal, perfect, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and light come. Ong Si Bao, stomach cancer, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit, light come. Wang Jun Sen, lung cancer, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Zhao Zheng, kidney disease, be healed. Liu Yanji, Parkinson's disease, be healed. Zhong Hui Fiu, schizophrenia, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the germs and viruses go away, light come. Bai Xiaofei, Zhu Jin Bao, Wei Zhen Zhen, esophagus problem go away, light come. Yan Gaoxiang, tumor in the uterus, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Wei Songping, liver trouble, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be cleansed. Wang Zhu Mei, headache, go away, light come. En Liang Niang, dry skin, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit, light come. Wang Zhu Qin, insomnia and cervical disorder problem, be healed. Xi Niu, rhinitis, be healed. K let her grow up to 165 centimeters. Let him grow up to 165 centimeters. Father, work with the bones and nerves and everything. Chunhui Cha. Anemia and hernia be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Wang Ju Jing. This spinal problem and heart disease be healed. Liu Sinda, Wen Yang, Sukairi, colorblindness, strabismus, eczema, constipation be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Feng Xiaohan, depression go away. Liu Chunyan, tumor in the left chest be healed. Baekhwasik, tumor, lymphatic tumor be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Sun Jing, Liu Huizhen, skin disease and damage in the vocal cord be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Niu Xu Zhen, allergic skin trouble be healed. Li Yingzi, let her give birth to her healthy daughter. Bless her. Zhao Tensu, Wang Weisu, He Xin, let them get into the college they want. Lin Hai Hui, let him get a good result in the middle school entrance exam. Sao Go Fang, let the problem with the house lawsuit be resolved. Father, bless them. Bless all the inventory viewers and readers and TV and Russia viewing audiences and answer to their prayers and heart's desires. And also, there are 50 prayer requests from Subha Sandesh TV of India. Father, bless them, answer to their desires, answer to their prayers. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.